25 to 8, you're listening to Morning Ireland. Good Friday sport with Darren Frahill and the end of the line for one of hurling's legends.
I'm afraid so, Gavin. Really sad news. Waterford hurler Tony Brown deciding to retire from intercounty hurling. He only gave us 22 years of service, so I think he probably deserves to ride off into the sunset. What a wonderful player he was. I think we all have some special memories of him.
Yeah, and I remember the fact that 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years ago, people were saying, Tony Brown is wonderful, which of course he was and is, but he can't go on forever. But he went on a 40 and what, half a year.
He did. He was a no-nonsense midfielder, all-action player, and he kind of reinvented himself as a wing-back, and I think he obviously really looked after himself. I think his fitness levels were legendary down there in the way he looked after his body. Four Munster Championships, Player of the Year in 1998. I suppose we'll all ask the question, isn't it a pity he didn't win that Celtic Cross?
Yeah, there is a team, you know, we put together in all these kind of pub discussions and elsewhere, teams made up of great players who never won an All-Ireland medal. I think Tony Brown is practically guaranteed in halfbacks at least.
Absolutely in there. I'm joined on the line by our Gaelic Games correspondent, Brian Carty. Good morning to you, Brian.
Good morning, Darren.
Brian, I know Tony Brown turns 31 later this summer. I think it's in July.
41,
sorry, beg your pardon. A slip of the tongue there. But I fully expected to see him out this summer. Can you shed any light why he has retired now?
Well, what you say there, rightly regarded as one of the most outstanding hurlers of the modern generation, a player of genuine quality, noted for his sportsmanship. He starred from Waterford from the early 90s until July last year when he played his final game, coming on as a substitute. That was in a Phase 3 Championship qualifier loss to Kilkenny. Tony Brown turned 40 last July, and therein, I think, lies the answer. It came as no real surprise that he announced his retirement from the inter-county scene yesterday. I suppose wasn't involved with Waterford. You would feel that perhaps he could have another year or more, but I suppose at the age he was, he made such an incredible contribution. In a statement yesterday, he said his decision was a tough one to make, but that he'd been blessed in so many ways to have, you know, gained so much while playing with the Waterford hurlers over the last three decades. The All-Ireland Senior Medal eluded him in the course of a very distinguished career, but as you say there, he won four Munster Championships, three All-Stars, he was Hurler of the Year in 1998, and a man who always was committed to his county Waterford and to his club, Mount Sion. A great ambassador for the game, but I remember him more for the sportsmanship more than anything else. So fit always, and the great bonds of friendship, you know, the medals and the trophies, they can fade with the years, but the bonds of friendship and who he was as a person and as a player will stay forever.
Hard to argue with that, Brian. Quick one, obviously huge weekend in hurling. The Gaelic Grounds in Limerick, the venue for the two Allianz Hurling League semi-finals. It's Kilkenny and Galway at 2 and Clare and Tipperary at 4 o'clock. Who do you see progressing to the final this year?
Well, Kilkenny manager Brian Cody gave several of his younger players an opportunity to show what they could do in the course of the campaign for Kilkenny. Players like Joey Holden, Pádraig Walsh, John Joe Farrell, Mark Kelly all showed up well. And with the experience, Michael Fennelly coming back from injury at the right time and all their key players back again, it'll take an exceptional side to beat Kilkenny. Galway will provide the opposition. It's a squad boosted by the return of the Portumna contingent, including the county captain, Joe Canning. There were hints that Galway could be returning to form. The talent is there in the squad, that's not in question, but I still expect Kilkenny to come through and claim victory.
And what about Clare and Tipperary? Who's going to meet them in that final?
The Tipperary players criticised during their campaign, I would say far too harshly. True, Tipperary underperformed in several games, but when the need was greatest against Dublin, Tip came through to win, then accounted for Cork in the quarter-final. Seamus Callan and Noel McGrath, superb for Tipperary. Brendan Maher has proved great influence at centre-half-back. You can expect Clare to be at their sharpest since last September, so that's a worry for Tipperary. Clare's three-goal hero in last year's All-Ireland final, Shane O'Donnell, will miss the semi-final because of a hamstring injury. We'll learn a lot on Sunday, Darren. It could be a day when Tipperary lay down a marker, and maybe, just maybe, Tipperary could prevail. But the Allianz Division 1 Hurling League, notable for its competitiveness, no team really dominated. That's why Sunday's semi-final could answer many questions about the strength of the four teams in action and maybe give us a more measured pointers for the summer.
Looking forward to it, Brian. Thanks for that. Both games live on Sunday Sport at the weekend. Two Irish provinces in action in the Pro 12 this evening. Top of the table, Leinster face Treviso. Second place, Ulster away to fourth place, Glasgow. Busy night as well in the SSE Electricity League. Bray host Derry. UCD travel to Sligo. St. Pat's play Bohemians. Limerick entertain Athlone. And Shamrock Rovers travel to Dundalk. And it's second against fourth as Cork City host Drogheda United. Antonia Lascuna from the Philippines leads the Malaysian Open on 9 under par. The best of the Irish, Michael Hoey, he's on 4 under. Defending champion Graham McDowell carded a level par round of 71 on day one of the Heritage at Hilton Head. He's 5 shots off the lead held by Matt Kuchar, Scott Langley and William McGirt. Finally, the Bowl Sports Grand National takes place this Easter Monday. The National, one of the biggest prizes in Irish horse racing. Last year, a 50-1 shot, Liberty Council claimed the win at Fairy House for Mullingar trainer Dot Love. Leading jockey Barry Geraghty grew up a short distance from the meet venue, but he's never tasted national glory.
It's a great race. I'm from very close to Fairy House, only about 10 minutes, so I grew up going to the Grand National as a kid and have always dreamt of winning it, but unfortunately it hasn't come my way yet.
Have you come close?
No, I'd say fifth or sixth is the best I've done. I've ridden a lot of favourites in it over the years, plenty of fancied horses, but unfortunately I've been brought down, fallen, I've pulled up, I've filled every slot bar the winner's one. You do need a lot of luck, and it's such a competitive handicap. It's a classy race, and like that, you've seen the results in the last couple of years when Dot Love won it here last year, you know, with a lightweight as well, which is a big help too, and I can't really do those real lightweights, so that doesn't help my case either. But that's the race, it does tend to be wide open, and you know, you can get 33-1 shot winners.
Yeah, well, you certainly can. Let's hope his luck might change on Easter Monday. More sport in an hour.